Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad to have you with us, joining us today. And friends, I know that summer is upon us and that it feels like, we want to take some time off. I don't want our attention to be misguided, though. And I'll tell you what I mean coming up right now on Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay here.
Interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, I want to impress upon you how important it is, you know, on a holiday weekend like this, where the temptation is to kind of tune out and just, you know, veg out, just chill out. There's a little bit of urgency here that I want you to hear in my voice, because we have something very, very spectacular, but very close. But I get concerned at this stage. So let me give you the good news first. Over the last number of days, some of you have been so faithful. You've picked up the phone and you've called 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. And about half of you have also gone to WMCA.com and you've clicked the Heart for Lebanon banner at the top of the page. You may know that a couple of weeks ago, we started on this journey towards helping 166 families of children and relatives that are refugees in Lebanon that have basically been displaced from their homes in Syria because of the civil war that started there. And then, of course, from COVID and from other things that just created this massive refugee problem for the Lebanese. And you know that our friends Tom Atma and Jack Hibbard have been here speaking with me about the importance of what Heart for Lebanon is doing there and what a really, truly miraculous thing it is. I mean, the Lebanese people have for years been really looked down upon by Syrians because Syria thought themselves superior to Lebanon in a lot of ways. Well, when Syria's world came to a crashing halt, it was the Lebanese people that gave up their farmlands, in farmers' fields where these refugees began to settle and to take place. Now, Heart for Lebanon had been working in Lebanon for a while already, trying to help the young boys and girls there learn how to love and discover Jesus, discover, you know, very similarly to the way I feel like my kids are discovering who he is, you know, going to church, asking questions, doing the things that kids do. But here they were also giving them education. They were actually helping educate them, and they were learning in multiple languages. How to read, write. They're learning, Bible. They're learning math. They're learning science. And in these schools, they are providing an alternative to what the Taliban and ISIS and others would like to recruit them for. And ISIS and those guys normally recruit the young boys at ages when they are impressionable, before they have been too well educated. And that is how they end up in really bad spots. So Heart for Lebanon is not only bringing Jesus to these boys, they're helping to save the world from future terrorist attacks simultaneously. In fact, at one of the Hope Centers, you can walk less than a mile and you'll be at what is a well-known ISIS recruitment camp. So it's not a stretch to say that what we have been working on here is really important. And our goal was to help assist 166 families that have been brought to Heart for Lebanon's attention, that are in the refugee camps, that have begun their journey of asking questions, wanting to know more. But right now, on top of all of the other problems that they've had, including the explosion of the grain elevator in just a couple of years ago, the biggest explosion on planet Earth since the nuclear bombs were dropped at the end of World War II. But now with the war that Russia is waging into Ukraine, Ukrainian grain that normally feeds the Lebanese people is not coming. And so in short supply, Heart for Lebanon has had to produce more food relief and other things than they have done in the past to try to help some of these families survive. And so we found out about 166 families, specific families, that needed help. And just to give you an idea of how many people that is that we're talking about helping with all of this, those families average out to be about six people each. So we're talking about nearly 1,000 people that we're trying to reach with food in the immediate, you know, the immediate need they need is a loaf of bread baked tomorrow. But they also need Jesus. And so with these 4-month emergency food supplies, that gives the Heart for Lebanon team the opportunity to sit with them, to hear their story, to identify with them, to say, hey, did you know that there's someone who loves you? And you've heard the remarkable response that brings about, particularly in the Muslim women that they're dealing with. They've never been told that love is an option. God is always judgmental and scary and hard and, you know, ready to beat them down. Well, this has opened up a lot of opportunity, and the opportunity for the gospel to do what the gospel does best, and that is touch people's hearts and minds, has been unleashed. So of those 166 families, we are now down to only 25 of those families being covered in their emergency food needs to go forward to have hit our goal. And I want to say thank you. A lot of you have given, and a lot of you are stepping up. And today we have another example of that. This hour. So we need about 25 families to be covered at $116. And that covers them for the next 4 months. And after that, Heart for Lebanon has a way of folding them into the system that they don't continue to need what they need now. But $116 for the final 25 families. And we have, from listeners right here in the New York area, people that are willing to match that and to challenge you to meet that. So what we're talking about is a really remarkable thing. If we can help 25 families today, that will, in essence, reach 50 families in total because of the generosity of some of the listeners to WMCA and to Heart for Lebanon. So there's a challenge on this hour. We need 25 families at $116 per family. Maybe you can do two. Maybe you could do $116 a month for 12 months. We had one of those gifts given yesterday. If we had just a few of those, three families taking the $116 a month challenge would put us over the top, and we will have met every family's need that's there. We would technically do it with just two and one more family, but if we had three people that were willing to take the $116 a month challenge, and maybe you can't do that, maybe you can do $29 a month, but if you can do $29 a month, you're gonna help three families over the course of the year. So here's what we need you to do. We need you to go to the phone. We need you to call this number, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, and we need you to give this hour. This challenge, this hour, could reach the remaining families if we all do our part. 116 helps one family. If you're one family, we need 25 families that can match that at 116. If you can do a family a month of 12 families over the next 12 months, 116 a month, you would help us tremendously get to this goal. But we need it to happen this hour. This is the time. This is the place. This is the moment. Please help us now. 888-211-5944. Watch your dollars be doubled. Watch this challenge help more people. Watch the amazing ministry continue to touch and save lives, particularly the hearts and minds of the children in Lebanon, not allowing them to become pawns of the terrorists or of the bad guys, but really helping them find and know Jesus as their own. Friends, the challenge is underway. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. Need you to go to the phone and give right now. If you want to do it online, go to WMCA.com, WMCA.com, or 888-211-5944. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. I'm wearing mine as I read this spot, actually. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so you need to order right now. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. Remember, for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Order right now. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart Alexa or Odyssey.com.
Don't go to bed another night worrying about unfiled taxes or letters from the IRS. If you owe $25,000 or more, there is local help available. 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572. JLD Tax Resolution Group provides real solutions to your IRS problems right here in Jersey City. They specialize in helping self-employed individuals and businesses resolve their IRS problems for the least amount allowed by law. No more fake promises, just real solutions and real results. Don't call someone in California or Idaho. You can meet the owner, Jonathan Donenfeld, in his office in downtown Jersey City. They offer a free tax strategy session where they come up with a plan to resolve your tax problem. Don't call an 800 number. Call Jonathan now. 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572. Call now, 201-479-2572, or visit their website, 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez about the crisis that plagues Rikers Island and what can be done about it. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Right now, police are stepping up patrols to make sure drivers and pedestrians obey our crosswalk laws. Why? Because every year in New York, people are injured or killed just crossing the street. So remember, pedestrians, obey traffic signals and use crosswalks. And drivers, yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. If you don't, we will educate you on the law. And you may get a ticket, because tickets get attention, and that saves lives. A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, watching your hard-earned dollars just flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option called MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it really is a community. People encourage and pray for each other. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B that fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. It's great for peace of mind. And you can use your Medicare-approved doctor and get prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Very worth looking into, and it's so easy to find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're great to talk to on the phone. Here's the number. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. We know that there are 118 families that are on the verge of starvation that Heart for Lebanon has the chance to rescue and to help. They need 4 months' worth of food help each. And that 4 month period of help is $116. I don't know if you could feed your family for 4 months on $116, but that is incredible efficiency and good stewardship, which is one of the reasons why the McCullough family gives to Heart for Lebanon. We believe in their system and in how they do this. But friends, we need 10 of you just in this first half hour to step up and say, yeah, we're going to make sure that those families get it. And if we could do 10 in each half hour of this show, we'd have fewer than 100 families to help by the end of the hour. Can you help us right now? 888-211-5944. You can also do it online at WMCA.com. Food leads to a relationship. A relationship leads to the introduction of Jesus. Jesus transforms a life. And we change these families one at a time through this process. 888-211-5944. Jack Hibbard, people can also try another option if the $116 one-time gift is a little much.
Yeah, we have several folks who have stepped up over the last many months to say, you know what, this is an interesting time economically in our lives. We'd love to be able to commit to a larger one-time gift, but it really is more convenient for us, better for our budget if we can break that up monthly. And you can do that. In fact, $29 a month is all it takes to help this child and their family month after month after month. And you can opt in and opt out of that whenever you want. Just choose that monthly option online when you go to WMCA.com or when you call that telephone number, 888-211-5944. Just let the operator know you want to give monthly. And honestly, any monthly amount would help. I mean, you think about it, that $116 gift would be covered if you could do $10 a month. Most of that of us spend that in Starbucks in a couple of days, right? Think about the eternal impact you could make with a gift like that. Again, that monthly option online, or just let the operator know when you call. And Kevin, I love just your challenge of taking care of these 10 families. Really, when you break it down, you and nine others with that gift of $116. Or, you know, we were talking about the monthly. If you and three others, just four of you, would step up and commit to that $29 a month level, we would more than take care of the 10 families that we need to over the course of the next 4 months. So whatever you can do, ask the Lord what part he would have you play, and then make that telephone call, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, or online at WMCA.com.
All right, and the reason that we're doing this is because, friends, as I said, going to the break, there's a process here that we have seen proven to work over and over and over again. And, Jack, you've got another example of how that happened.
Well, we really do, and tons of these, probably more than, well, actually, I know way more than the time that we have today. But, you know, you're right, Kevin. It's amazing to me how when you meet physical needs and you show them God's love. By the way, we've talked about this. You know, if you study the Quran, you look at the Muslim culture, there are a lot of names for God. There are a lot of attributes that are listed for him, but love is not one of them. And yet, as Christians, we know that's the primary thing that God gave to us, right? The love of Jesus Christ through what he did for us on the cross of Calvary. And that's the hope that we get to share with people on a day-out, day basis. Lives are being changed like Faria's. Listen to her story.
Faria is a widow who is doing her best to try to take care of four children under the age of nine. This family, like over 70% of the population in Lebanon, lives below the poverty line and struggles to get access to even the basic necessities. Recently, during one of our food distribution visits, Faria asked our Heart for Lebanon team a question we often hear.
Why are you different and why do you care? You treat us in a different and very respectful way.
This gave our team the opportunity to begin to share the gospel. We were able to tell Faria that she and her children were valuable in God's eyes. We told her that Jesus was the one that asked us to care for her, and that God loved her so much, he sent Jesus to be her Savior. We assured her that God understood the situation in Lebanon and that he wanted to give her peace. today, Faria is in a Bible study, and her children are receiving a Bible-based education at Heart for Lebanon's Hope Center. In a region full of strife, in a nation that has lost hope, Heart for Lebanon offers environments that first add value to a lost world and ultimately deliver the hope that comes only through faith in Jesus Christ. We pray that you will help us continue to strategically lift young moms like Faria and her children out of poverty with the gospel. You make that possible through your investment right now. Thank you.
888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. And friend, we don't take it for granted that some of you have already stepped up and helped 47 families. That's 47 individual families that will not have to worry for the next 4 months where their food's going to come from. And as they are in that program, or as they were in that process, Heart for Lebanon now has the opportunity to begin getting to know them on a deeper level and introducing them to the school and to the church and to the other resources. Heart for Lebanon is not going to abandon them at month four. When month four is completed, they're going to be part of the community that is going to help them continue that transformation towards Jesus. But that first 4 months of food help has made that possible. And that's why we are so desperate to try to get these final 118 families the same help. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. And, Jack, I'm just struck by Faria's story. It's so powerful, and yet it's so honest that when you love someone where they are and you show them the kindness that Jesus showed us, that it really does touch and change their lives.
Well, I've seen it firsthand, Kevin. It's an amazing thing. You know, when we have the opportunity, and by the way, I love the way that you put it, we're not going to stop after 4 months. In fact, I would view this very much as a Kickstarter effort. You've heard of that when, you know, new companies are trying to roll out products. That's exactly what you're doing. You're kickstarting a relationship here that we promise to continue. In fact, most of the families that we serve, we'll make a commitment to serve them for 12 months. Most of the families we've served now that the Syrian war has dragged on and on, we've been serving for many, many years, some multiple years, these families, as we try to help them through this difficult time. But you're entirely right. I've been there, and I've got to tell you, Kevin, when you walk into these refugee tents on a regular basis and you show them that you're not looking for anything from them, by the way, they don't comprehend unconditional love. So when you do this, it literally blows their mind. But when you go there month after month and you listen to these heartbreaking stories and you love on people like Faria, invariably the question comes up, why do you care about us? Why do you keep showing up here? Nobody wants us here. Lebanon doesn't want us here. The town doesn't want us. The farmer that I'm living in this field doesn't even want us here. Why do you care? And that gives us the opportunity to tell them we love them because Jesus loved us, and they can experience that same kind of love. You make that happen today with your investment.
Friends, we need at least 10 of you to go to the phone and say, we'll stand with one family. One family can be helped for that four-month introductory period of $116. Or $29 a month also helps a family on an ongoing basis, a family of four or more sometimes. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Because what I was going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay, and my sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42. You may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-379-9528. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-379-9528. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-379-9528. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-379-9528.
Where are your family's old film reels, videotapes, and photos? Are they sitting in dusty shoeboxes and neglected bins at risk of completely fading away? Digitizing your aging media with Legacy Box is the safe and easy way to preserve and pass down your family's legacy. Simply send your Legacy Box kit filled with old home movies and pictures. Legacy Box does the rest, converting your moments to DVD or digital. Legacy Box has been trusted by over 1 million families and has over 10,000 five-star reviews. Be your family's hero. Unlock the memories trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, and 8mm reels. Experience the joy and excitement of rewatching your wedding day, baby's first steps, and Christmas mornings. Feel relief knowing all those cherished moments are safe from fires and water damage. The Legacy Box Father's Day event is happening now. Go to legacybox.com/lbox to save 50%. Legacy Box is great for your family or as a gift for dad. That's legacybox.com/lbox for 50% off. legacybox.com/lbox.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Why should you give to Heart for Lebanon? Well, here's the deal. You could watch the news today and say, you know what? This is a messed up world in the Middle East. Let me turn off the TV and look at something else. Or you can watch what's happening and say, oh my goodness, I want to be part of that. I want to be part of what God is doing in the Middle East. Oh yes, there are too few, many terrorists in the world. There are far greater people coming to Christ. Let's not focus on those crazy people blowing themselves up. This is crazy and unacceptable and condemned by every one of us. But let us focus on those who are going down on their knees, accepting Him as their personal Savior. Let's focus on the families who are coming to Christ in numbers. Give to Heart for Lebanon, not for the glory of an organization, but because God is at work. And God is at work in a mighty way in the Middle East. And you know what? Think about it this way. The people who are not served are going to be subject of further radicalization. The best way to fight fanaticism is to show the love of Christ.
That's Camille Melke, co-founder of Heart for Lebanon. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, and so glad to have you with us. Jack Hibbert is here from Heart for Lebanon. And Jack, Camille's point is not misguided. In fact, in the post-9/11 era, we know how easy it is for disaffected youth in poor countries, particularly in the Muslim window of the world, to be radicalized. And when you are helping a family find Jesus, you're slowing that process down, or in some places eliminating it completely. Because in Heart for Lebanon's case, if you can get them into the school, if you can get them in front of the Hope Bus, if you can have some interaction with them, get them involved in the Bible study and in the church community, there's a very good likelihood that they aren't susceptible to the Islamic forces in the region trying to recruit them as well.
Well, I heard somebody say recently, Kevin, we're going to invest now or we're going to pay later. I mean, I've stood on the playground of our Hope Center in the Baca Valley, and I've looked out over Farmers Field and seen Hezbollah flags flying. Hmm. We know just about a mile and a half away from where we do ministry day in, day out, where we have our church, where we have children who come and get educated by teachers who love Jesus, where we do our relief ministry, where we have our warehouse, just less than a little bit over a mile, there's a terrorist training camp there. And they take children in there just like we take children in the Hope Center. And so I've said this for a long time. I think here is our opportunity to rescue these children for Jesus before somebody else captures them for evil. That's really what's in front of us. And as I said, if we don't invest in that process now, we're likely to pay for it later as a world. As you know, Kevin, these children who are sitting in these refugee tent settlements, and I've been there, you walk through these tent settlements and you see children literally with nothing to do. They are just sitting there day after day after day, and the hopelessness just resides on their face. They're looking for anything. So when, you know, a terrorist group comes along and says, hey, we'll actually pay you money, probably more than your father or your mother could ever make in a single week to come and come over to our camp, that's an attractive offer. And we want to battle that. We want to rescue these children. We want to make sure, as you say, they get to hear about Jesus, because we know if they hear about Jesus and they accept him as their Savior, their behavior changes. We don't have to worry about a radicalization at that point. Yes, people are starving. Yes, we have a waiting list of over now 118 families that still desperately need our help because they may not survive. But more importantly than that, they need to know that Jesus loves them. Their behavior needs to change. And you change a child, you can change the world. We know that. The potential of your gift is immense, and that's why we're asking you to stand with us today.
888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. I also know, and by the way, friends, we need 10 of you to stand with us right now. 10 of us right now, 10 of us in this last half hour put together, we would be less than 100 families to go by the end of the show. So would you make an effort? You've heard us talking about it for a few days. You've had a chance to pray about it. You know that you're wanting to be involved on some level, whether that's prayer or financial or both. Would you take now the opportunity to become involved? Because it matters greatly right this minute. But we know, Jack, from the stories that we've been listening to and from your examples and from Tom Adams' personal firsthand experience and Camille Melke's as well, the two founders of Heart for Lebanon, that many of these families that we are helping are moms, that the fathers have been lost either in war or separated through the refugee system. They haven't been able to be reunited yet, or they will not be reunited at all. And we happen to know that those young men are the most vulnerable to the radicalization. Friends, what a gift it is to that mom to go to her and say, hey, we've got your ticket to the Hope Center school. We've got a place for your son to be able to go right now. Your gift today helps make that happen. Will you call? $116 helps a family of four for the next 4 months in these emergency circumstances. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, or go online at WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've seen the headlines. You know the devastation that the Ukrainian crisis has brought to the Ukrainian people. Thankfully, we've been able to help in that arena on some level. But did you know that they supply the grain for much of the rest of the region? And did you know that our partners in Lebanon, at Heart for Lebanon, told us recently that the Ukraine supplies up to 85% of the nation's total amount of grain for Lebanon? That means that after their grain elevator exploded 2 years ago, and now that this crisis is underway, that there is a food desperation in Lebanon like we've never seen. And though Heart for Lebanon is more gospel-focused in their work, they recognize that if people are hungry, they're going to have a hard time hearing the gospel. Would you help us feed a family, rescue one for the next 4 months? One gift of $116 will feed that family for the next 4 months. Call 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. Or go to WMCA.com.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. Reliability, dependability, quality, and value. Sentiments not usually associated with an affordable four-door sedan. Meet the 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, starting from $15,465. With 35 mpg city and 41 mpg highway, this makes the Mirage G4 the class leader in fuel economy. But not boring. The G4 is connected for adventure with the latest technology of Apple CarPlay and Android Auto standard. Precious cargo? Mitsubishi G4 comes standard with loads of safety features, including forward collision mitigation with pedestrian detection. And it's all backed with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty to give you peace of mind. Come visit Freehold Mitsubishi today. Just a short ride from anywhere in the metro tri-state area. Visit FreeholdMitsubishi.com or call 732-863-2788.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, thank you for calling 888-211-5944. Those of you that have, whether it's $29 a month and you're going to actually end up helping more than one family. $29 a month will help approximately three families over the next year. Or a one-time gift of $116 where you say to one family, for the next 4 months, you're taken care of. We've got you. We're going to be there for you. Either one of those gifts right now makes a huge difference, and we need at least 10 of you to take either one of those challenges. Help a single family at $116 one-time gift, or do $29 a month for the next 12 months, and you end up helping three 23 families in the Heart for Lebanon circumstance, but there are 118 families that are on the critical needs list. They need the help worse than everybody else, and we are trying to do all that we can to help them right this minute. 888-211-5944. 10 of those families need to be helped right now. 888-211-5944. And Jack Hibbard, we were talking about a variety of different things that the families experience. You know, we give them food, but that food connects them to the whole Heart for Lebanon kind of tour de force, if you will, and helping the children in particular is the kind of the specialty of the ministry.
It really is, because we know that these kids, and I've seen it play out firsthand, even by experience, are our greatest evangelists. I can't tell you the number of times that we've had an opportunity. In fact, on my last trip that I was there, Kevin, I met with a mom that had come to know Jesus as Savior, and the reason she did is she saw such a difference in her young daughter. In fact, it was such a precious meeting, and it's hard to describe on radio, but I'll do the best that I can. She had traveled almost 2 miles by foot to come and talk with us that day. And this was significant to me as I looked at her. You know, she was clean and well-dressed, and I thought, man, you know, this is amazing, because I had been where she lived that morning, and I saw that refugee tent settlement. And I'm telling you, Kevin, they've got nothing. Toilets are a hole in the ground there. That's what they have in terms of just their basic needs, and dirt and disease really, honestly, everywhere. But what struck me about this young lady was the moment she walked in the door, despite all of those circumstances, she could not stop beaming. Her face was just glowing with joy. And as the translator began to share her story, and it was a difficult one, she lost, like many of the women that are in Lebanon, she lost her husband in the Syrian war. She walked over the mountains and is now living literally in squalor in a farmer's field. As she began to share the story of that, she did something that I'll never forget. And again, this is the part that's kind of hard to illustrate on radio. She bent down as if she were bowing down to pray on her knees, and then she crossed her arms as if to say, I'm not doing that anymore. And with one motion reached up high in the sky with the biggest look on her face. And I said to the translator, I don't think I need a translation for that. I get it. I know exactly what she was saying. And what she told us is that she had left the Muslim culture, and she had given her heart and her life to Jesus Christ. But that all started because her daughter came to our Hope Center, a place where children get the opportunity to learn, where they get it from teachers who love Jesus and have the opportunity to share his love with them day after day. And I'm telling you, Kevin, you talked about this earlier. We need to rescue these kids. They're under immense pressure. Even the little girls under pressure you can't even imagine. I want to share a story about one such girl. Her name is Alima. Here's her story.
Alima is a fourth grade student in Heart for Lebanon's Hope Educational Program, who performs well in the classroom and is excited about her newfound faith in Jesus. But because of the desperate economic situation in Lebanon, her mother has been pressuring Alima to make some drastic decisions.
That school has taught you about Jesus. And now it's time for me to teach you about our religion and our Islamic values. It's time for us to find you a suitable marriage partner.
Can you imagine this? A 10-year-old girl being told she has to drop out of school and think about getting married. Well, thankfully, Alima didn't accept what her mother was teaching her, and she was certain that what she had learned at the Hope Center was the truth. Although it was hard, Alima was able to stand firm in her faith. She urged her mother to let her continue her education and not get married. She pleaded with her to trust that God would provide for their needs. By God's grace and many conversations with her mother, Alima's example of strong faith in Jesus has resulted in her mother trusting him for salvation as well. We believe this is a great example of why Lebanon is ready for a new legacy of Christian leaders. Your investment today will help us develop leaders like Alima, who will bring hope of a transformed world and a brighter future based on biblical values through our relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving now.
888-211-5944. Said it all, Jack, just as you described it, a child whose impact, you know, when she comes into contact with the gospel, it's just too overwhelming, and it ends up impacting the whole family.
And can you imagine, as that story just told, a 10-year-old girl possibly being forced into marriage? I mean, this is the kind of pressure that these children are under to do really sometimes unspeakable things just to be able to survive. There's desperation there. That's why we need to get them the hope of Jesus, because they need to know that in him, they've got a hope. They have a future. He loves them, and he has his best interest in mind for them. And that's the message we're trying to carry. Yes, we need to take care of immediate needs. In fact, I've got to tell you, the story that I told you a couple of moments ago about meeting that young mom at our Hope Center and Alima's mother, that would have never happened had we not been in the refugee tent settlements giving basic necessities, providing for them food and blankets and heaters and survival essentials. We would have never even had the opportunity to bring Alima to our school. So, yes, we do need to meet the immediate needs, but we do it in an effort to make sure that they know their forever needs can be taken care of, and you make that happen right now. You know, I love that imagery, standing with these families. I mean, imagine sitting at your dinner table tonight and telling your family you've adopted a family of six in Lebanon who desperately needed your help. But maybe you could do a whole lot more than one. You know, gift of about $580 would take care of half of that goal. Whatever part God would have you make right now, would you be part of it? Let's rescue these children, these families for Jesus before somebody else captures them for evil.
If you can do $29 a month, you'll help three families over the next year. If you can do a one-time gift of $116, you will help a single family. If you can do a monthly gift of $116, you help 12 families in the coming year. And we need all combinations of the above. So would you consider right now, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Is there something that conservatives and liberals agree on in the aftermath of the massacre in Texas? Let's begin with a reminder of what Justice Scalia wrote in the 2008 Heller decision. The justice reiterated that the court did not want to cast doubt on the legality of laws forbidding, quote, felons and the mentally ill, close quote, from possessing firearms. So the right to own a weapon is not absolute. No serious person believes it is. What then should Congress aim to achieve? First, the police should have acted very differently, beginning with the absence from the scene of any kind of regular, quote, resource officer, and then the terrible decision to wait and wait to rush the killer. Second, I think a supermajority of voters also believe that well-trained, experienced, and well-armed officers need to be on the campuses of all K-12 schools. These steps make sense. Neither gun rights absolutist nor gun confiscation enthusiast ought to control this conversation anymore. There is a sound center. Let's begin there, and quickly.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or BrooklynSpineCenter.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jason from Be Alive, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Jesus, Matt, and Lori Show to be uplifted right here on WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, it's so awesome when you step up, and I want to say thank you to those of you that have been to the phone this hour, who have gone over to WMCA.com and given online or given over the phone. Friends, thank you, thank you, thank you. It is so amazing to watch that happen. It is so encouraging to see listeners say, hey, I want to challenge my fellow listeners to do big things for God as well. And so thank you to those of you that have issued the challenge. Thank you to those of you that are responding to the challenge. And friends, we have about 3.5 minutes, 4.5 minutes before the end of the hour to get to that point and to make these this challenge work. And I'm just praying that you will take advantage of that opportunity right now. Watch your work be multiplied because you did it when you were being, you know, knocked on the door of by the Holy Spirit. And he said, hey, I want you to go do this. So don't put it off. Don't delay. Do it now. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. You know, we've heard so many stories over the last few days. Stories of young boys who, when they were, you know, learning Islam, it was all bitterness and hatred and anger and God's going to get you and you're going to be punished and all the rest. And then we've seen other amazing results from those same lives where once they come into contact with Hope for Lebanon, once they are mentored and discipled and they're given some opportunity to go to school and they're able to eat a few healthy meals and start to watch their lives be put back together, they find out that they love God and that they love their family and that their family has been impacted by that because they don't understand it. Friends, this is an amazing miracle job that you are doing. And to have only started to start this show today with only, you know, 25 families to go and to see how close we are getting, I'm just encouraged and I need your help. I need you to go to the phone. I need you to say, I'm not going to put it off anymore. I've been hearing, I've been listening. I know what they do. We've told the story. We've heard it. I want to be part of it. Be part of it now. Don't just listen passively anymore. Become part of the solution. Pick up the phone, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. But go to the phone and give right now. Only a few minutes left with this match in tow, and we can't do it without you. So time is running out. Maximize this challenge. Go above and beyond and help us do exactly the same. We had 166 families. 25 of them were still in need of help when we started this hour. And I'm hopeful, friend, that we have crossed that finish line by the time the end of the hour tally is added up. Please, before you go off and do anything else for your summer, this is it. Do it right now. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. If you want to, you can go over to WMCA.com. Just click the Heart for Lebanon banner there at the top of the page, because when you do, that'll take you to a landing page. It's less than 2 minutes to fill it out. It's the way I gave my gift this year. It's the way we give our gifts most year. But if you want to make the phone call and speak to a voice, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, or just go to WMCA.com. Click the banner. It'll take about 2 minutes either way, and then you'll know that you played a part, you played a role in helping these families find Jesus when really everything else around them is just crushing. This is one thing that's going to lift them up. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, or go to WMCA.com. And God bless you as you go.